Home opener for the Tigers as they take on the Red Sox before the game. A moment of silence for team owner Mike Ilitch, who passed away in the offseason. Let's pick it up. Bottom seven, Tigers already up 2-0.
Uh-oh. Instead, he drives one deep to left. It is up. It is gone. A home run. A two-run shot for James McCann.
First and third, two outs. Tigers leading by two in the eighth. Sandoval waiting. K-Rod sets the 0-2. Swinging a fly ball left field. It's deep. On the run is Upton. This is trouble, and it's gone. A home run. Pablo Sandoval on an 0-2 pitch deposits it in the Boston bullpen in left center, a three-run shot.
It took down one and two, two down here, bottom of the eighth.
Yeah, driven to left field and a base hit. Here comes Romine to score. Upton going to third, Mikey Montuk with an RBI double.
Scores Romine, J.F. on to third.
Bases loaded, 5-5, bottom half of the eighth.
And it gets away from Leon, and the Tigers have taken the lead on a bases loaded walk from Kelly.
Moreland does not run well. He's at second base, a potential go-ahead run. Pedroia's a potential tying run at third. Young waiting on the 1-2, on the way, swing and a pop-up, playable for Miguel Cabrera by first, and he makes the catch. And the Tigers win a wild home opener.
Way to go, boys.
The Tigers lose a four-run lead in the eighth, score two in the bottom of the eighth inning, and come away with a win on opening day.
After their 6-5 comeback win over the Red Sox on Friday, the Tigers became just the fifth team in baseball history to have won at least nine straight home openers. Here is Detroit skipper Brad Ausmus.
Yeah, you like the finish. You'd rather hold on to a four-run lead in the last couple innings, but we'll take a win anywhere we can get it. Well, that's kind of what we have him here for. He and Tyler Collins are basically splitting time in a platoon role. And when the lefty comes in, he's gonna face the righty if Tyler's in the game, and it's gonna go the other way if there's a lefty in the game and Montuk is in the lineup. So he came up with a huge hit. The fans on opening day here, it's a state holiday, and the fans loved it. You know, the place went nuts. Yeah. They did a real nice job, especially late in the game. It's tough against a knuckleballer, but late in the game, the hitters did a real nice job being patient plate and not going out of the zone too often, chasing the pitcher's pitches. Truthfully, I didn't want to bring him in. I didn't really want to bring him in for a four-out save this early in the season. He hasn't pitched that much. I just felt like we had to. We had to go with our best pitcher right there. The wheels were coming off a little bit, and I was hoping that guys got 400 saves, it would be as calm as anyone to be able to get the job done. Unfortunately, Sandoval got a hold pitch. But Frankie, after a long wait, comes in and finishes the last inning, gets three outs, and the win. Well, he did some plumbing during the winter. And he talked about digging ditches and putting PVC pipes together while it was cold out, so I wasn't worried about him. No, the cold weather wasn't going to affect him. I wasn't worried about it, at least from a mental standpoint. He did have a little bit of an issue with his throwing hand was kind of – fingers felt kind of swollen to him. It went away as the game went on, but that was part of the reason he had trouble with his command on his slider and changeup at times, kind of pulling him across the strike zone into the dirt.
JJ?
It definitely brings the team together when you win in that fashion. When they take the lead in the eighth and you come back and win in the ninth, that's one of those games that you remember at the end of the year, and there's only a handful of those. So I think a bunch of guys contributed, and that brings them together as well. Very good. It was very good once the knuckleball got out there. Actually, in the first inning, it was very good as well. But then Wright kind of settled in, and then when the bullpen came in, we did a good job of not going out of the strike zone too often. Brady. Well, opening day is the only time that you have a playoff atmosphere, I think, during the regular season, unless you get down the last couple of weeks and you're in a pennant race. And that's what it was like today. I looked at one point, I'm kind of focused on the field, but at one point I looked left and right and everyone in the stadium was standing, at least on the lower level.
Jacoby Jones had the most impactful moment of the game without even swinging the bat as he drew a bases-loaded walk off Joe Kelly to push across the eventual game-winning run.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, look at this. All these fans here, opening day in Detroit. This is awesome. Just want to thank all the fans. It's been a great day, a great opening day for us, and the Tigers got the W, so, I mean, what else could you want? Well, I mean, you got to give credit to all the other guys for getting me up there, so I give credit to them, but when I was up there, the fans were loud, I just took a deep breath, Try not to do too much, just try to make contact. But, I mean, he didn't really throw me anything late in the bat that I could hit. He threw me a ball, so I just was patient and took my time and got a walk and got the RBI. So here we are. Oh, for sure. I mean, this is the great best fan base in Major League Baseball. So I just want to thank all the fans. It's been a great opening day for us, and hopefully continue to get some W's and keep winning some games.
After the Red Sox took the lead in the top of the eighth with a five spot, the Tigers responded in the bottom half as pinch hitter Mikey Mattsuk drilled a two-out, two-strike double to tie the game at five runs apiece.
Life's pretty good. Not too cold, not too bad. It was a good game, man. It was fun. It was exciting. And obviously, the atmosphere was self-explanatory. And then, the game was one of those great ones. So it was fun to come through and be able to get the hit when my number was called. Yeah, it's especially against a team like that who up and down lineup, they can score runs a bunch of different ways. So I don't think we ever let up. It was just one of those situations where you give up the lead, but with the guys that we have in our lineup, up and down the lineup, one run is really nothing, So I don't think, once we gave it up, I don't think anybody lost any focus. I don't think anybody was down or, cashed in. I think everybody, knew we had six outs. Everybody knew the talent we had in the lineup, and, we were able to come through and get it done. It's a mindset. Obviously, the situation that you're going to probably enter in the game if it comes about. If there's a lefty late in the game with, a situation that they bring a guy in the pen, then, you're probably going to pinch hit. So it's more of a mindset, and you stay in the dugout all game getting ready, staying loose every other inning, doing some stretches and, just getting ready for that opportunity. And, fortunate for me, I was able to get it and come through. Honestly, I felt pretty confident. I'd throughout the course of the game, I had kind of prepared myself mentally for that situation. And, underneath the tunnel and hit a few times, and I came in and I felt like I saw him pretty well. I felt like my swing has been feeling pretty good, and I just trusted all the work that I put in prior to that at bat and been able to work out.
Making his first start since being named the 2016 AL Rookie of the Year, Michael Fulmer held the Red Sox offense in check as he turned in six scoreless innings in his 2017 season debut.
It was warmer than I thought it'd be. Warming up, it felt great. Obviously, I think the only pitch that suffered from it was a changeup a little bit. It's tough to grip like that, but their guy had to do it too. So you can't make excuses. So we kind of relied on the fastball today, and me and Mac, Mac knew the game plan. He called a great game today, moving the ball in and out, up and down. So I was just thrilled we got the win. Absolutely. I think the biggest thing and I worked on in spring was fastball command. I think that was obviously by far the best today. We had good misses. We pounded guys in quite a bit today. And, I just trusted James, and he did an awesome job behind the plate, even though he was kind of limited on options. So, but I feel like we got some weak contact, some jam shots a little bit, and got the key outs when we needed to. You're making stuff up. It just keeps my mind off of baseball, but now start one's in the books, so all my mind is on is baseball. So we're happy we got the W today, and on to tomorrow.
Can I ask you a quick?
Absolutely, they came up clutch. Mikey's double coming off the bench. It's a tough spot to be put in, and he executed with the best of them. And then obviously, Jacoby's walk. That shows a lot of plate discipline for a guy his age. So I was ecstatic when he drew that bases loaded walk on a full count pitch. The pressure's mounting up, and he did an unbelievable job. He stayed under control and recognized the pitch and saw it out of the zone and took the lead.